to the adventure and put them on W4ZY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio. And I'm here with our next guest, who is a badass singer with a badass band. So let's bring on Margarita from Edge of Paradise. How are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And I just have to say, your music, the artwork on your album covers, and everything about you guys is a work of art, and that's no pun intended to your last name.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot to us. So thank you so much for the compliment.
Hey, my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Edge of Paradise for those listeners that have never heard you before.
Yeah, so we are a cinematic rock band with industrial and symphonic elements. We've been around for almost 10 years now. We're actually going to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary releasing this album, our fourth album, The Unknown. Dave and I started the band. Dave is the guitar player. Since we toured like Europe, Japan, US, it's been a long journey, but we're super happy to be here today and releasing this new music. So.
Yes, and it's going to be out in just a few days. It drops on 9/17 via Frontiers. And tell us the concept behind The Unknown.
Yeah, so to kind of let you know a little more, it's almost a continuation of our previous album, Universe. With Universe, that really defined us as a band, our sound. And this new album, we just took it to a whole new level. And The Unknown, it's like a mix of sci-fi, futuristic, but it's also a really emotional album. It's very thought-provoking. And it just explores all, you know, endless possibilities of what our future might look like. And I also always love to push all boundaries of reality in the songs. But most of all, all our songs always have an empowering message of hope, you know, perseverance, that no matter what, you know, humans always rebuild and, move forward no matter what.
Very cool. And so this is like your biggest sounding album yet, thanks to, you know, teaming up with the renowned producer Howard Benson and with Mike Plotnikoff and Neil Sanderson. So tell us what it was like working with such superstars like that to help craft your sound for this new album.
Yeah, so we worked with Mike on our previous album, Universe, and we love working with Mike because he's really inspirational when we work with him. And he, you know, I always come in with crazy ideas, and he just kind of helps me explore it even further. And then, so we were supposed to tour all throughout 2020. We came back from our European tour, and we knew we had a few months kind of in between touring, so we wanted to record a single, and we called up Mike. And we're like, you know, we have this song, let's record it. And at that point, he introduced us to Neil because he was working on 3 Days Grace stuff as well. And Neil, we really hit it off with him right away. And he really introduced something extra that we never really had before. It's like that element of, you know, you got to simplify everything to bring out the focus, basically, of these songs. And he really brought that to the table, like an alternative look to, you know, our concepts. And then when we were like halfway through the album, Howard Benson heard some of the songs and he took interest in the band. And he, you know, started working with us as well. And then we sang some of the songs. And he really pushed me as a singer. I think he saw like another edge of my voice that I didn't really have before. He really brought that out. So overall, they each brought a different element to what we already had in our music and just helped us really streamline it in a way so the songs are really powerful. So there's nothing extra there. Everything is there for a reason. And just like sound-wise as well. For example, before we were a little more DIY, like Dave used to record guitars at home. We have a setup, but now like everything was done at the studio, which really helped bring it to a new level. And they're all really great to work with. I mean, that goes without saying. They're really cool people, really inspirational. We just have a lot of fun working together.
Yeah, and it's always good to have that outside voice because... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can't hear or see things ourselves that outsiders can see and hear. And I think it's good to have multiple viewpoints to create badass music.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially with us, because like we are so passionate about the music and sometimes we get too close to it, you know, in the moment. And also, like, Dave and I, sometimes, like, we fight over a part, so we need that extra person to be like, no, go with that. So, yeah, it's, you know, making a song is like building a giant building. It's not an easy task, especially our songs, just because we put so much into it. Like, there's so many files. And speaking of files, like, we also want to thank Jacob Hansen, who mixes our album, because he really brings the music to life. We send him, like, 200 files to Denmark, and he just puts it all together. And, you know, then the song comes to life. So
nice.
It's a long process.
It certainly is. You know, I wrote one song, and it's funny. I collaborated with two friends of mine that were like a country rock duo, and I'm an author. I author books.
Oh, cool.
I author books. So that's exactly what I did. I came to my friend with this song, and he's like, what the hell is this? It's a book. And and so he shortened it down to an actual song. And, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like the same thing when you're collaborating. He was kind of like, so what's the most important part here? What's the stuff we can get rid of? And you know how it is. Like, you don't want to get rid of any. And that was my first thing. Well, there's nothing. If I wanted to get rid of it, I would have wrote it down. And you are like forced when you're writing a song to get rid of stuff. And that is so difficult. I don't know if people can really conceive how hard it is to get rid of all the extra stuff that doesn't end up in the song.
Oh my God, yeah, exactly. That's the hardest part. Actually, you know, one song, like the title track, The Unknown, that was the song I was like, I am not changing that at all, because it was one of those songs, like, that's my heart and soul. Because I'm always flexible, you know, collaborating with people. But that song was like, no way. Because, you know, sometimes you're so close to it and you feel like it's like continuation of, well, at least I do. It's like continuation of your soul.
Right.
And someone wants to chop it off. You're like, no.
Yeah. It's like picking which child you're going to keep. it definitely shows. Because this new music is absolutely amazing. I think everybody definitely needs to check you guys out if they haven't already. Why don't you tell everybody how they can connect you on social media, on the web, get the new music when it drops, and check out your old music too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so we are everywhere. Please find us on Spotify, Edge of Paradise, on Facebook, on Instagram. Just search Edge of Paradise. Our website is edgeofparadiseband.com. We also have a crazy merch store. I make a lot of artwork. We have so many interesting items that you might not have seen before. So that's edgeofparadisestore.com, and we're having a guitar giveaway. So check that out as well. And yeah, like the new album is called The Unknown, and we are so excited to share this with everybody.
And I'm a big album cover person, so I love, love, love the artwork of the album cover.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was created by Alex Ruiz. He actually does a lot of art for Marvel. When I saw that one, I was like, wow, you just read my mind, because that's what I was picturing for the music. It fits it so well. So we were really happy with it.
Isn't that amazing how that happens? Like, if you find somebody that really gets you, you don't have to explain it. With my book, I told somebody what I wanted on the cover, and I'm sure I was not that explicit or specific. And one shot came back with the cover art, and I was like, that's it. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's really awesome when that happens. And sometimes you might not even have thought of that
No.
idea, and then, someone comes up with it and you're like, wow, that's perfect. So that's what I like. I love collaborating with people because they bring something else to add to it, So
Totally.
it's always fun.
Well, it is amazing. Everybody needs to check out the new album. Check out all your music. You guys are just amazing musicians and artists, and I thank you for giving that to us when we need it most, and thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Aw, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.